I am dying to love. I have had thy birth and to thy love to me. But I love to ride in the hands of faith and be closer, draw to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed love, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the precious bleeding side. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Today is March 25th, 2024, and this is our daily devotion. The book we are using is called The Open Heaven, written by the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. And the topic for today's daily devotion is, You Have No Choice, Part 2. You Have No Choice, Part 2. A memory verse is taken from John chapter 15, verse 2. John 15, verse 2. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that he may bring forth more fruit. Let's do it one more time. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that he may bring forth more fruit. John 15, verse 2. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that he may bring forth more fruit. The Bible reading this morning again is John chapter 15, 1 to 16. John 15, 1 to 16. I'm the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that he may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except ye abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. Men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, my word abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandment, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment, and abide in his love. This thing have I spoken unto you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I love you. Greater love than no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. You are my friend, if you do whatever I command you. Henceforth, I call you not servant, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friend. For all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever ye ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. That's the end of the Bible reading for this morning. The topic once again is, you have no choice, part 2. There are many people who become born again and say that they don't want to preach the gospel. They think that as long as they don't backslide, they are fine. That is a fallacy. You have joined yourself to the vine. And John 15:2 states clearly that every vine that is joined to the vine must bear fruit. It is a must to bear fruit if you want to continue to be a part of the vine. Do you want to be a part of the vine? You must do the work of an evangelist. Backsliding as a believer does not only start with drawing away from God and committing sin. Refusal to preach the gospel is also a form of backsliding. John 15:6 tells us that any brand that Father cut off is going straight into the fire. Some people who preach about unlimited grace usually say that once you are born again, nothing can ever send you to hell. I disagree completely with this theology. When people become born again, they become a part of the vine. But if they do not produce fruit, they will be cut off from the vine. When a person is cut off from the vine, he or she will dry up, and men will gather whatever is left to be thrown into the fire. That is clearly what the Word of God says. So, in your own interest, make sure you are bearing fruit for the Most High. Another reason you must win souls is so that your prayer can be answered. John 15:16 says, "But I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever ye ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you." I don't know if you have observed that it appears as if God often sends the answer to the prayer of baby Christians relatively promptly. You probably experience those prompt response to your prayers when you freshly became born again. But now, it still appears as if you sometimes command mountains to move, and it seems like they refuse to yield. Has God changed? Does he no longer fulfill his promise? Why then are your answers being delayed? It just might be because you have not been doing the soul winning. Brethren, the action point this morning is pick up your phone and share the gospel with at least one person through a phone call, text message, or any other means. This is the end of today's daily devotion. I'll see you tomorrow. Let somebody shout hallelujah, hallelujah.